You bought 500 grams of beef mince. By the time it finished cooking, almost a third of it was gone. The tray flooded with grey liquid, the meat foamed, and what started as a 500 gram package shrank into something that barely fed the family. And you paid more for that tray than you ever have in your life. Now look at this one. Same price. Same 500 grams on the label. But it browns, it crisps, it holds together like real beef should. Two packages. They looked identical at the supermarket, cooked like two completely different foods. And nothing on the front of either one told you which was which. Because beef mince represents approximately 30% of all beef dishes prepared in Australian households, we tested beef mince from 9 major Australian stores. Everyone judged the exact same way. Most of them failed. Not because the beef is dangerous. This is not a "your meat is poisoned" video, but because of what the label will not tell you. By the end of this, you will understand 4 things the meat case hopes you never learn. Case ready, the blend, the water trap, and the star rating lie. Once you know these 4, you cannot unknow them. We are counting down from worst to best. And the number 1 failure is probably the store you shopped at this week. Number 8, IGA. You buy from IGA because it feels like a real local grocer. Fewer frills, closer to home, and the implied promise that independent means fresher. That is the bait. Here is the hook. IGA stores are supplied through Metcash, a national distribution network. What lands on the IGA meat tray depends entirely on which regional supplier won the contract for that store, and that supplier changes. Some IGA locations have genuinely local butchers with real relationships to regional farms. Others are stocking the same case-ready tray as every major chain, with less purchasing power to demand quality standards. When Yahoo News Australia tested mince from Coles, Woolworths, Aldi, and IGA, the IGA pack was the only one not to include the letter E next to the weight, which indicates compliance with packaging measurement standards, a small but telling indicator of less rigorous production standards. Here is what that means in the pan. 1 week, the mince might genuinely be fresher and more locally sourced. The next week, same store, same shelf, you get the centralized batch. You never know which one you grabbed. Why skip it? The inconsistency is the problem. The good version and the anonymous version sit side by side, and nothing on the label tells you which one you are holding. Number 7. Aldi, Jindura Station. You buy Aldi mince because the 5-star label signals quality and the price signals value. Both signals look real. One of them is. Here is the hook. The 5-star rating on Aldi beef mince is set by Aldi alone. There is no government body that defines what 5 stars means, and there is no legal requirement for Aldi's standard to match the criteria used by Coles or Woolworths. You are comparing symbols that mean different things from different retailers. Independent cook tests found that mince labeled 5-star from Aldi can release noticeably more water during cooking than 5-star products from Coles or Woolworths, despite all carrying the same star designation. One documented explanation is that water added to the mince proportionally reduces the measurable fat percentage, allowing a higher star rating on paper while delivering more liquid than genuine lean beef should contain. Jindura Station is not a real farm. It is a private label brand created by Aldi. No single farm. No single standard. The country pastoral name on the packaging is marketing. What is in the tray depends on which supplier Aldi contracted that season. Why skip it? You pay for a 5-star rating that nobody outside Aldi audits, and the pan tests consistently show more liquid release than equivalent products from competing chains. Number 6. Coles Online, delivered. This entry is specific to ordering mints through the Coles app or website, not the in-store experience. They are genuinely different products with different risks. When you order beef mince through Coles Online, a personal shopper selects the tray for you. Their substitution policy allows them to replace your chosen product with one of equal or greater value if the original is unavailable. Beef mince substitutions have been documented where customers ordered 4-star lean and received regular mince, or ordered branded mince and received home brand. The substitution arrives in your delivery bag. You paid for one product and received another. When weight shortfalls in mince packages were investigated, a Coles customer was found to be missing 225 grams of product from an 800 gram pack of lean beef mince, a significant shortfall on a product sold by weight. When you order online, you also cannot inspect the tray before purchase, and you cannot see the absorption pad, the color of the meat, or the production date that an in-store shopper can check in 20 seconds. When you order Coles beef mince online, assuming the product page gives you what you need to make an informed choice, the substitution policy and the absence of label visibility mean you have significantly less control over what ends up in your pan. Number 5. Woolworths Macro Organic Extra Lean. The premium organic option. The one that signals you are being careful, choosing better, paying for something that matches your values and your health goals. Here is what organic certification in Australia means for beef mince. It means the cattle were raised without synthetic pesticides, hormones, or antibiotics. That is a real and meaningful standard. Here is what it does not mean. Australian research found that peer-reviewed comparison of organic and conventional beef mince with matched fat percentages showed negligible differences in protein, iron, or vitamin content. The extra lean label compounds the problem. Extra lean has no definition in the Australia-New Zealand Food Standards Code. A manufacturer can apply that phrase to any product without meeting a mandatory fat threshold. The words on the front are marketing language. The number on the nutrition panel is the only thing that is regulated. The macro organic extra lean mince can cost up to double the price of standard mince. When you pay that premium, expecting a meaningfully superior nutritional outcome, the research says the organic certification addresses how the animal was raised, not what ends up in your tray. Number 4. Woolworths Regular 3-star. This entry deserves the most honest framing on the entire list, because Woolworths Regular Mince does something rare in Australian supermarket mince. It discloses the fat percentage using the CL system. When a tray reads 73 CL, that means 73% lean, 27% fat. That level of transparency is more than most brands give you. So why is it at number 5? Because transparency about fat is not the same as transparency about quality. Regular mince pricing has been driven down by the supermarket duopoly's margin pressure, which means sourcing from the cheapest available trim at the central processing plant. Cheaper trimmings mean more connective tissue, more sinew, and less of the muscle meat that gives mince its texture and flavor. A 27% fat ratio achieved through quality chuck and blade trim is a completely different product from a 27% fat ratio achieved through end-of-line offcuts mixed to hit the label number. The fat percentage is on the label. The source of that fat is not. When you buy Woolworths regular 3-star mince appreciating the fat disclosure, the price point tells you what the supply chain was optimized for. It was not optimized for quality. Number 3. Coles No Added Hormone Lean Mince. This product is built on a single anxiety: no added hormone. It targets the consumer who has researched enough to know that hormone growth promotants exist in Australian beef production, and who is willing to pay more to avoid them. Here is the full context the label does not provide. Hormone growth promotants are entirely legal in Australian beef production, and approximately 40% of national beef production uses them. Food standards, Australia. New Zealand has reviewed the evidence and found that residues from approved hormone growth promotants in Australian beef are well below safety limits. The regulatory position, shared by international food safety bodies, is that there is no demonstrated health risk at normal consumption levels. Coles charges a significant premium, sometimes up to 40% more than conventional four-star mints of equivalent fat content, for the no added hormone designation. You are paying a premium to avoid something that Australian regulators have assessed as safe at normal consumption. The no added hormone claim is technically valid. The health benefit implied by paying the premium is not supported by the Australian regulatory evidence base. When you buy this mince believing you are making a meaningfully safer choice for your family, the premium is addressing a marketing concern, not a documented health risk. Number 2. Coles Premium Beef Mince. The word premium is doing an enormous amount of work on this label. Here is what it is not doing: meeting a legal standard. There is no definition of premium in the Australia-New Zealand Food Standards Code. The National Survey of Australian Retail Beef Mince found that products labelled premium ranged from 2.2 grams to 10 grams of fat per 100 grams, depending on where and when they were purchased. That is not a standard. That is a word applied inconsistently across the entire supply chain with no regulatory flaw. Coles Premium Mince sits at a higher price point than their regular range. The shelf positioning reinforces the premium perception. The packaging completes the impression. When you pay more for Coles Premium Beef Mince, believing the word means something independently defined and monitored, it does not. The premium is what Coles decided to charge. The standard behind it is what Coles decided to apply. Neither is audited by anyone outside the company. Number 1. Woolworths Premium Beef Mince. Same problem. Different label. Bigger price gap. Woolworths Premium Beef Mince charges a meaningful premium over their regular range. The impression created is that you are buying a superior product. Better trim, better sourcing, better quality. Peer-reviewed Australian research found that mince labelled premium contained fat levels that varied significantly between retail locations and purchase dates, with no consistent relationship between the premium label and actual fat content or trim quality. Here is the verdict. Premium on a Woolworths beef mince label guarantees you are paying a premium. It does not guarantee what you are getting inside the tray. Two tests you can run tonight. Before the recommendations, here are two tests you can run in your own kitchen right now. Test 1. The label scan. Pick up any package and check three things. Does it name a cut, chuck, blade, or round, or just say beef mince? Does it state a CL percentage, the lean to fat ratio, or just a star rating? And who set that star rating? If the package cannot answer these questions, it has already answered the important one. Test 2. The shrink and drain test. Weigh your mince before cooking. Cook it the same way every time. Medium heat, no oil, flat pan. Weigh it again after. Pour the pan liquid into a clear container. Lost less than 10%? Bought mostly beef. Lost 30% and flooded the container. You paid beef prices for water that left a steam. The technique that beats all of this is called the dry sear. Pat the surface dry before it touches the pan. Get the pan genuinely hot before the mince goes in. Cook in a single layer without crowding. Leave it alone for the first 2 minutes. Do not stir. let it form a brown crust before you break it up. A hot pan, a dry surface, and patients will brown even mediocre mince instead of steaming it. What to actually buy? Option 1. Independent butcher with a named lean percentage. Ask for 90 cl, 90% lean, 10% fat. A butcher who can state the lean ratio is using a standard they can verify. Ask whether they hold PCAS or MS. A pasture-fed certification. Any butcher worth buying from will show you immediately. Option 2. Mince your own. Buy a whole piece of chuck or blade from the butcher counter. Ask them to mince it for you, or do it at home with a mincing attachment. At $20 per kilogram for shop-bought mince, buying your own meat and mincing it yourself is cheaper per kilogram, and you know exactly what the fat content is. You choose the cut. You choose the fat level. You see exactly what goes into the mince before it is processed. Here is the bottom line. A national survey found significant variability in fat content across Australian retail beef mince, and that variability the label does not communicate to the consumer. Premium means nothing legally. Grass-fed without certification means nothing verifiably. 5 stars means what each retailer decides, and that is not the same definition from one chain to the next. Read the nutrition panel, not the front of the pack. Look for a CL lean percentage stated explicitly. For grass-fed, look for the PCAS or MSA certification logo, not the claim. The logo is a certification. The claim is a sentence on a label that nobody had to verify before it was printed.